need to make enough noise like Bam Bam. Throw boulders from bedrock, you'll get dropped by Slam Man. So check it, I'm rigging the record quick. Oh, shucks, I give it to got big ducks like Daddy Quark Bucks. Oh, Anna, I'm rigging the rock, the Coca Cabana. Banana, split, hot, hook, spit, so sick. I'm rigging the freaking from here to Bangladesh. I'm rigging the ripping flesh, but I get fresh like this. Shish, shigging the shush, kid, you'll get done. For fun, I riggedy rhyme like no one. I riggedy bum, riggedy rust, chickedy jumps, I'm savage. I shake them up and down like the Dow Jones average. I'm cocky like Rocky, I riggedy bangs the best. So diggedy tell your friend chum, cause here comes Dasa Vex.
Yeah,
Welcome. This is another episode of Mike Checker. As you all know, I've been spinning off doing interview shows, discussing different issues with people, learning more about them and how they are an influencer in their industry or place. This episode is with the poet MC. I call him an activist. I know he wouldn't want me to say that. As well, this overall spiritually dope dude, Corey Black. He's actually organized Stop Taking Lives movement, Every Black Man, at Forest Park at Art Hill this Sunday on Father's Day and also Juneteenth, where he just wants people to come out, just burn sage, like he says, relax, chill, and just support each other and be in the essence of other people that are not wanting to take other people's lives. He kind of started the movement off a lot of the violence and death that's been happening, particularly in St. Louis, but not just particularly in St. Louis, but worldwide. Dope conversation I have with him. You're definitely going to enjoy it. A lot of funny stuff we talk about. I put him through the interview process with my six slanderous questions that I call "Don't Get Fucked Up" section. So it's cool. You know, it was real dope to have him. I know you all are going to enjoy this episode and sit back, relax, and enjoy.
The revolution will not be seen on 52-inch screens in high definition. And my definition of change, it is not the same as President Obama's. See, while I was training for Iraq, you were probably at home watching dramas on TNT. But see, we know dramas too. The Marines found Saddam and a hunt for Osama's through. There were no weapons of mass destruction. There's nothing new under the sun. We'll find the promised land through logistics. Redefining the classic blueprints and the coordinates keep anything vintage, futuristic, and never losing our way. Focusing on the destinies that were foreseen by our forefathers who promised our people three lonely words. We shall overcome. But I'm so sick of seeing this same episode rewinding this rerun. What's happening now is that too many brothers want to be rerun. And all of that dancing is cool, but it don't get you through school. So you're sitting at home and you're watching your life pass you by. Ask me why they made a switch from analog to digital. It's the same distance between being religious and being spiritual. And I refuse to stay peaceful in the middle of a riot. Even David grabbed a rock when he battled Goliath. So I'm thinking slingshots. Yeah, I'm thinking slingshots. I'm thinking Wingstop. Now I'm thinking slingshots. And these words and our voices are our bullets. And I ain't got a problem with letting that thing pop and letting this place rock. Because right now, they are capitalizing on our culture by corrupting commerce through commercialized sponsors just to keep commercials commercial. If they can con some of the consumers, we'll never notice a switch. And they'll keep the real artists broke and make the whack rappers rich. And they like, you ain't gonna make a stack trying to say the people black. You better do something about money, cash, cars, clothes, or hoes. No. What I do is invite them out to some of my shows so they can see for themselves that the revolution will not be televised, nor will it be uploaded to Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Tumblr, Instagram, or blogs. The revolution will begin inside when you start looking for God.
All right, got my man Corey Black here. I did all the intro stuff's already been done. So, man, let's get into it, man. Stop
taking lives,
man. This Sunday.
Yeah, man.
And did you have to book that? I mean, or do they know that a whole bunch of Negroes showing up?
You know what, man?
Because I was wondering, and I was like,
"Hey, you know what? I put it like this. I called Forest Park, Parks and Recs, left a message asking how can I obtain a permit for Father's Day, and she never called me back. So I figured that her silence was consent.
We put out some cool stuff this week.
Her silence was consent. So, but nonetheless, I mean, it because it's not really like an event. Like
it's not, you're not having performances.
Yeah, it's like, not. it's not no juggling acts. It's not no carousels, nothing like that. It's basically just let's get a picnic. Like, let's have a frolic session with the brothers in the community. You know what I'm saying? Let everybody come through, spread some love, grab their blanket, their cooler, whatever. Like, it's just a good place to meet up. Like, everybody loves Art Hill in the wintertime, you know what I'm saying, yeah. To go sledding. Why we ain't ever out there in the summertime when the energy is at its peak instead of being out somewhere else, putting wrong energy somewhere else. So I figured, let's get together, put some positive energy out there, get some sage burning, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, get some stuff.
Have some conversations with each other and see we can build like off of this. So it's really, really like shotgun grassroots, but I still think the overall intent and the purpose is gonna serve. Like, I ain't wanna have like no guest speakers and no blow horns or mics and nothing like that.
So
like,
you know how that went last time, right? We both spoke on the exactly the thing, which is so crazy. Because I was me and the lady was talking about it. I was like, yo, like, she was like, do you remember, you know, that was like, because y'all telling her I was interviewed, she was like, you know that all y'all spoke of the Trayvon Martin thing, what, 3 years ago now? Four years ago now, and shit seemed like it's might be even worse.
Right, it's like it ain't got no better. Like,
man,
but then I think about it, I was like, that's kind of what made me want to do it like this, because I'm like, we've had enough rallies, you know, we've done enough marches, we've had way too many demonstrations, and it's always been out of tragedy or out of hurt or out of pain or out of anger, out of aggression. Like, those are seem to be the only catalysts to make us want to do better. And we've never used love.
Mm.
Like, we've never got together and say, yo, are we going to love each other today or what? Are we going to wake up in the morning and fall in love with ourselves? Am I going to go out and not trip over the grudge that I got with you? Because I know that you got a family and that you got stuff that you want to do with your life and you got dreams and you got aspirations, and I'm going to respect that because I want to see you fulfill yours the same way I want you to see me fulfill mine. Or how about we just get together and just relax? Like, we always get together to be tense and we always get together to fight and get against the cause. Like, let's just sit down and just look at the clouds for once. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's really just get together and just enjoy Earth. Like, this little time that we do get, like, let's enjoy it. Even if it's for afternoon. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Even if it's just for a few hours, let's stop fighting with each other and start fighting for each other. You know?
So how'd you come up with the whole concept for this event?
Man, like, honestly, when Rel died, Terrell Thompson died, it was almost...
To tell everybody about Terrell Thompson, because you got people, you know...
Yeah, home, all right, so...
Yeah, so break it down.
Basically, Terrell, he's an artist in St. Louis, great artist. I don't know if you go on Instagram or anything, his handle is at Rel Finesse. And basically, in the artist community where it is now, a lot of artists are kind of emerging, like a lot of local St. Louis artists are doing their thing. We have... the First Friday Art Walk every First Friday in Old North, mm-hmm. and just a lot of art shows. And he usually makes like the flyer for like the Vibes event that happens at 2720. So his artwork is really respected and really known, especially among like the graphic designers in the city or whatever and abroad. But his father used to be a police chief, and he was the president of the Martin Luther King preventive gun or gun protection organization. And his father got killed 2010, sitting in his car. Cash just opened up on him.
Were they trying to rob him, or did he just open up on him and kept it moving?
Whether they opened up, I don't know if it was attempted robbery or what, but I mean, nonetheless, he was shot in his car or whatever. So for what happened to him last Thursday, walking a young lady to the car, two guys approach him, try to jack him. He tries to keep her safe and get them away, and they end up shooting him as he's running away in the back. You know what I'm saying? Now, the artist community has to lose, you know what I'm saying?
They haven't caught those dudes yet?
Nope. Still haven't caught them. And the fucking crazy part about it is probably not going to get caught. Because just the way that the system is and the way the city works, how murder is the easiest crime to get away with. Like, it's almost like, damn, you just took something from us that on the surface, it's going to hurt. Like, it hurt deep too, but we under the impression that, you know what the fuck are we gonna do to make sure this don't happen again? Period. Not even just to artists, but like, how can I just stop this from ever happening for the rest of the summer? Like, that thought alone sparked everything. I was like, man, you just gotta stop taking lives. Like, we gotta start making lives, and we gotta start living lives. But then as I was saying it to myself, I'm like, stop taking lives. And I started, like, on my phone, writing it down, looking at, like, some fonts or whatever. And then I saw that STL, and I was like, oh, that's perfect.
Stop taking lives.
I was like, that's perfect. And then it's just like,
so you got the hashtag and all that going, too.
Yeah, and I always say, like, every time I think of something, it ain't official until I can get a handle with no underscores on it. So,
oh, yeah, that's real. No, that's real, though. That's
so
real.
I was like, I got on Instagram, I was like, let me see, stop.
I see if somebody, like, got it.
Nobody got it. That's mine. Started opening that one up. Went on Facebook. Started a fan page. Nobody got it. Oh, that guess it's all for me. So when, like,
damn,
little
that's
stuff.
Interesting. That's, stop there for a second. That's an interesting concept of saying, like, if something's meant for you to, like, pursue it.
Uh-huh.
If it's in all those different spaces that you're supposed to be able to attack and attach yourself to, that means you need to go ahead and fucking do it.
Yeah. And I do it, like, I did it with every black man. The same thing. I just went to Instagram. Every black man, didn't see nothing. Oh. Open that account, then went to the Facebook page, didn't see it, open that one. So it's just like, and the Every Black Man event, like, the event for Sunday, it all came from when Brandy Hill got killed down on Washington, when the guys jacked her with her baby in the backseat or whatever. Yeah. And then it's like,
Over the hood, appreciated car charger.
Like, oh, that just made me feel like, okay, now it ain't no low. It ain't.
And
no,
left the baby though too.
Left the baby, dropped the baby off at like O'Fallon Park. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so yeah. I'm just like, okay, it ain't no code of ethics out here. These guys are so lawless. It's turning into the Wild West, and summer is approaching. So that's where it all started, from like just Brandy Hill getting killed, and it's like a lot of layers. I don't even know how everything comes to fruition, but. When I know, like, I ain't saying I'm touched by God or nothing like that, but I pay attention to the signs. And if the signs start clicking, then that's how I know I'm on the right path or whatever. So whenever I went to Facebook and I asked, so when is the next Every Black Man meeting, or does that even not exist? As kind of sarcastically, like, I know ain't no Every Black Man gonna meet up in the city. But then I'm like, well, what if we did? What if every black man in St. Louis that could do it met at downtown first, like met at downtown. I was like, no, fuck that. Met at Art Hill. And we just sat down and burned some sage and said some prayers and just build with each other and just relaxed on one afternoon and let that afternoon be June 19th. Like, I was just so just winging it. I was just talking like so fluently, just winging it. And then I tripped on, like, dang, that's Father's Day. Huh. It's June 19th. Art Hill, Brandy Hill, Art Hill, Art Hill, Hills. We can heal the city with art. Like, so I'm like, just, and as a poet, like, that's how my mind works I'm like writing a poem. So then I'm like, okay, this ain't gonna be no demonstration. This ain't gonna be no rally. This ain't gonna be no march. We're just gonna come together and we're gonna do a work of art. We're going to make a work of art on Art Hill. And that piece will be peace.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So
damn.
Yeah. It's damn. That's and then that's where we at. Like, that's the whole, I guess, underlying message of it all. Is just to bring peace, man. Like,
so what do you think? Why do you think that St. Louis is in this situation of where it kind of is now? Is it, are we overreacting? Because, like, we talked about before, you know, we start recording, and how, like, statistically crime is down. We remember how the early 90s here in St. Louis. There wasn't no joke for real.
Right. It was way more.
Yeah, you couldn't even wear certain clothes. Right. I mean, you didn't wear no blue and gold. Man, don't wear no red
orange,
and black.
Like, yeah. Right? Like,
no
orange? Blue and orange.
Who, no blue and brown.
Oh, man. Come on.
Yeah, so it was like, but, like, dude, I guess it could be going down that path, it feels like. You know, within this city. Back to that. Economically, you know, you got to think about it. Really, St. Louis didn't really start to come out of that period until the Rams came.
Uh-huh.
They start redoing downtown.
Right.
You know, Nelia dropped. You know, all those different, especially for that 99 corridor around 2004. That was like, I mean, a great time in St. Louis.
Right.
That 10-year kind
of
period.
That was a nice window. And then when you think about it, though, like, you think of that window, hate to say it, but, like, that's when Bush was in office. You know what I'm saying? That's when, like, a war was going on. You know what I'm saying? So you had a lot of things to keep people busy. You know what I'm saying? It was a lot of stuff happening to keep people really, really busy. And it's, even with, like, I kind of balance everything off, like, where the music is in the world. You know what I'm saying? So if you know you live in a city that's got one of the hottest artists popping,
you got a little bit more pride.
You got a little bit more pride. Because even though Chicago has always been where it is or whatever, Chicago wasn't like this in 2004 when College Dropout came out.
No, not at all.
You know what I'm saying?
But that's Chicago's own issue too, from the where it is now, too, though, you know what I'm saying? Because,
you know, they did...
The city government did some lot of fucked up stuff, especially when they played on all the projects and moving gangs they knew into the areas where they rivals. That, what are you thinking ain't gonna pop off like
right?
And then cooking the books for years when Mayor Daley was in there when they was trying to get the Olympics, cooking the books, and now it looks like it's crazy, but it's been happening like that for 10 years, Chicago. Because
it just didn't happen overnight. Like,
that's how it takes a while
to burn these leagues. Like,
you can't have the books trying to get the Olympics.
You got so many logs. To get shit, like, nah, y'all ain't doing this shit in the day. You ain't deleting all them emails in the night. Like,
y'all been deleting these murders.
So, it's just like, I feel like...
That's interesting. So, you're saying that's interesting. Man, you got pride within your music. You have a little bit more pride within what you walk around.
Because you think about it, like, who's doing all of the killing? Like, who's doing all of the shooting? It's the knuckleheads. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But if the knuckleheads ain't really got nothing to do with their time... If they like, well, ain't nobody getting no record deals. I ain't trying to go to school. I ain't working at this job. Man, these niggas selling this heroin. Might as well get that with them.
The dope game still ain't even the game.
And it's like the dope game ain't even what it used to be. But it ain't really never ever been nothing for real. When you really, because like all of the cats, like how you said earlier, like all of the cats that was really moving weight like that for real in the city, they ain't out here no more. Like, ain't none of them out here no more. Or if they is, they ain't doing that no more.
Or they just got out.
Or they just got out from
the 15 years.
Exactly.
They just getting out.
They like, man, I'm cool. So it's just like, how you say, everybody trying to be the head boss now. Or everybody coming for the top spot. But then it's like, you can make your own spot. Like, I was just telling my boy Ryan, I'm like, it's so much out here for everybody. Like, everybody got opportunities. But if you ain't presented that opportunity, you'll never know nothing about it. And if you got an issue or a problem or you got some sort of, like, discrepancy that you can't get something that you need, it's somebody out there that know how to help you with that. Like, but you might not even know who to go to. And that's another reason why I want to do the event, because you might have a mental health issue. I ain't here to judge nobody. I got post-traumatic stress disorder. Right. So if you don't know where to get help for that at, you liable to click off safe at any fucking moment. And it could be the moment when you at the gas station and a nigga look at you wrong. And you got your burn in the car. You know what I'm saying? So I'm well aware of that. But if you ain't talking to nobody about that and you know you having them issues, you need to go seek some help, dog. And you may need me to tell you that. You may need somebody that you don't know to tell. You know what I'm saying? It's out there for us to know. But if we ain't communicating, if we ain't even trying to fix the problem, the root problem, it ain't gonna ever get done. We'll just keep doing the surface stuff with doing visuals, and we'll do some candlelights, and we'll do all of that surface stuff that feel good for when it's happening. But when it's all said and done, and everybody get back into their car and everybody go home, does anybody feel safer? You know what I'm saying? Does anybody feel like they actually solved something? Is everybody going to sleep at night wondering if they kids is gonna be all right? Like, if we still gotta think like that, then that means we ain't really working that hard. Because safety is paramount at all costs. Like, I'm gonna make sure my daughter good before I'm good. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like if I know that's my mind state as a man, right? As a human, you know what I'm saying? If I know that's my mind state, and if I'm thinking like that, whether it be a subconscious or conscious level, I'm going to assume that the next person is thinking like that. But if you just walk around with no regards for human life,
you need help, like, period. Like, you need to talk to somebody. You need a counselor. You need a life coach. You need some juice. You need some soup. You need something to make yourself feel better, dog. Like, yeah. And however you can get that, I'm all for helping. Like, I'm all down. Like, even if it's, and it ain't gotta be me to do that, the life coaching or whatever, but it may be some dude that got a whole clinic that you don't even know about that came out to the event. You know what I'm saying? It may be somebody that's a deacon at a church. You know what I'm saying? They're probably going through the same thing you is. He probably bring you out to this. You know what I'm saying? It could be anything, man. And then that was another thing I kind of wanted to touch on too, because it's like, we got this thing where, like, because I don't know if it's because, like, black masculinity or whatever, but we feel like we infuriate ourselves because we don't love each other no more than we love our own selves. So it's like, I don't know why I thought about this, but I was like, my boy, like, I know he does, like, psychiatric help. Like, I know he does that. But I know somebody wouldn't even go to him to get help because he gay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So then it's like, you put that in front of you, and he could probably be the dude to save your life. He probably got jewels that you don't even know he can drop on you to make you get through your day, and you blocking it because of what he do with his lifestyle.
Why? You think? I mean, do you think that is it obvious that he's gay? Like, I guess for on the masculinity side, like, if a dude,
I mean,
went to see him and was like, oh man, or is it like it's just known that he's gay?
It's not even, you wouldn't even know, you know what I'm saying? You wouldn't even know. But at the same time, he could be like, I ain't really fucking with black dudes because they judge me. So then
it's
like,
is that what he says?
No, that ain't what he said, but that could be out there. You could tell because his clients ain't us.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? Wow. Okay. So it go both ways. And then it's like, if you just had the, I don't know, the fortitude to say, you know, I'm going to block all of that. And I'm going to help my own. Or I'm going to trip over that. I'm going to go to my own and get help. Like, that little inkling alone, not saying it's like a gay agenda, nothing like that, but we got to connect on every, like, everybody got different lives. Like, it could be the dude that's verbally abusive to his girlfriend, that's treating her like shit. You know what I'm saying? He dogging her every day. And then he come to you, telling you that you don't even know what the fuck you doing.
And you need, you know what I'm saying? Him, but you're going to tell him you don't.
Right, right, right. And it's just like, you got dudes that got drinking problems. You know what I'm saying? They straight can't put the bottle down. But they functioning alcoholics. And then every time you see them, they got a smile on their face. And then they turn their back and they feeling miserable again. And they hiding that from you. But let something go off, and he's snapping, he on Facebook going in, he wilding out, trying to drop knowledge on people. But you got problems just like me, bro. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, until we put all our shit on the table and realize that we all got the same issues, we all deal with the same problems, we can act like this shit is different on each spectrum, but we all pretty much got the same basic human life going on. We trying to wake up, we trying to eat, we trying to go back to sleep and do it all over again. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's if we ain't got that in common, then we ain't got nothing else in common. So something that simple, let's build on that, man. Let's build on that. What's keeping you away from
being? So why did you decide for it to be all just only men for this event?
Well, at first, that was the thing, too. That's why it just kept building, because when I wrote the status saying, is every black man going to meet up?
Right.
I just took that one little every black man and just like, oh, that's what I'll call the event. Every black man will just make it like that. And then it sound like, damn, that's a lot of motherfuckers.
Right.
Like, every
black man.
But then I was just like, nah, you know what? I can't say every black man can come and then not have the black woman there. You know what I'm saying? Or not have the white man there, the white woman, or the Asian, and the Hispanics. Like, I don't care who come. Long as you got some positive energy, because It's some white people that have reached out to me trying to figure out how they could help, but they thinking they can't be a part of it. Like, nah, you just as much of black man as I am.
Yeah.
Because somebody along your family, you know, like, it could be you had, like, somebody in your family probably gave somebody in my family a job, or somebody in your family probably gave somebody in my family a fucking loan. Or it could be anything. Like, I may have came to your store. I may have ate at the restaurant.
You might even be part black.
You might be part black.
Like Ronda Rousey, you know
right,
Ronda
Rousey, right, yeah.
Great grandfather was the first black doctor in Canada.
So it's like, it ain't no real color to it. But the absence of color is black. Or the absence of light is black. You know what I'm saying? And all the colors combined is black. All the colors combined is white. So if we really focus on the color of it, then we missing a point. Because I don't think Paul Mooney said everybody want to be black, but don't nobody want to be black.
Right, you know? Right. No, that's Paul Mooney. Yep,
so
Paul Mooney.
It's like, just keep that aesthetic with it and just be like, just come out. Like, whether if you want to see it, because it's like I said, it's all just going to be a piece anyway. So if you want to come see it, come witness it. If you want to be a part of it, be a part of it. I invited everybody. I just named the event the name because of the status, but like I said, it's all organic. Like, this ain't no organization or nothing like that, man. I ain't got no...
People been hitting you up like that? Like, asking you, like, man, you know, I'm trying.
They kind of have, man. And I just been like that. It ain't that type of party. And even people ask me, like, my daughter's mother, her mom was like, so what's this event going to be like on Father's Day? I was like, what you mean what's it gonna be like? He's like, well, what's the plan? What's the agenda for it? I'm like, it ain't no plan. Ain't no agenda. It's just we frolicking. And she was like, because I don't like telling people like what I'm gonna do until it's time to get done or until like I can fully explain it and everything. And she was just like, so you ain't got nothing planned out for it. I'm like, no, God's planning it out. I'm just waiting for him to give me the word. This is a sermon on the mouth right here. Like, ain't no I was like, nobody show up waiting to hear Jesus. They know what he was going to do. They just knew he was going to be there.
Yeah. And some cats came on accident.
Right. Some cats are just wandering around. Like, what's all these people doing?
Me and Teddy been thinking about writing a sketch about some dudes that go to, like, some religious stuff, like, with Jesus. But they just happen to be there because they heard a whole bunch of chicks there.
Yeah.
Like, man, I heard some chicks there. I ain't going to front, man. And they make wine. And it's an open bar.
Nah, last time it's an open bar. Bro, they had a fish fry last time.
And it was
bro.
An open bar. Like, free food open right. bar. I went up there 5 times, bro.
Man. Hey, that's so funny because, like, that.
Because you know it's somebody.
That's probably
like,
how that really went down.
You can't like, tell me that people. It wasn't no opportunist then, like, man.
Man, I heard homeboy. But you know, like, you gotta know, like, Judas was probably that opportunist dude. Like, Judas was probably like, man.
I mean, there's people that say that Judas was Jesus knew that Judas was going to do, and he asked him to do that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, that's a whole, because there. I mean, not even getting on the religious side, but it's historical, and I like people to, you know, research and get into that, but there's a book of Judas that basically talks about how Jesus asked him to do that.
Right, right.
And the reason he hung himself is because there was so much pressure from everybody else, like, and he's like, yo, he asked me, this is like a part of his destiny, and he's like, fuck it, I'm going to kill myself. You know what I'm saying? And like, I don't know, because I've been going through a lot of spiritual thought process of, like, we don't even represent God in the correct way of struggle.
Right. Right.
Like, I really don't know where I stand with, like, the Jesus story and stuff like that, but I think the thing that part that, if you read the text and you read different things within Christianity, we never show his process.
Mm-mm.
We never show him, like, building up and becoming who he was.
Right.
We just go from, 10 to 34.
And then it's like, the funny part about it is, it ain't even funny, man. And I ain't trying to get on the religious stuff,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
But, like, little do anybody know, like, I got my call when I was 17 years old. Like, I've always been anointed for as long as I can remember. Like, I've always had, like, this touch or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So, going back 17 years, it's almost been 17 years now, right? And, like, you follow Jesus, by, I think it was, like, 12 to 33 or whatever. That's when he popped back on the scene, 12 to 30 or whatever, whenever it was. Like, that space, you don't see that journey. So, you don't know if he was in India learning from the monks.
I was just reading about that.
He was, like, really
Egypt
off into
and stuff like that.
And what he was learning and what he was picking up from, like, these other cultures and trying to figure out the full manifestation of what God is and how to maneuver on earth with that understanding and that knowledge. And I don't know if it's just me, but this may be other people, man. Like, I know when something is divine.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really question it because I just know it. Like I don't get like no surge of power and like that. Like I don't
hear no voice.
Super Saiyan, you don't go Super Saiyan.
Right, I don't get blonde and blue on you. No, it ain't nothing. I just know it.
It's almost like saying a word that you didn't even realize you knew the definition to.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like one of them words that you hardly ever use.
But in the right circumstances,
it come out like, yeah, I knew that word. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I put it in the correct context. And I enunciated it correctly. Like, to me, that's how I know when something is divine. Because I just know it. Like, it's like, I ain't guessing. I'm like, oh, yeah, that shit was wet. Like, that's how much I know if something got touched by God. So, when you got that aesthetic plan of factor into, like, what I'm trying to do now. Not on no religious stuff, not on no organization stuff, not on no weird calamity, we gonna overcome type stuff. It's just simply like, let's just be in love today. Like, let's just fall deep in fucking love. Mm. Like, and then you take that, like, you take that thought that's brewing and you add it to all of the other stuff that's happening, all the other entities that's going on in the city, and then you start looking around, it's like, you know what, man, we ain't really been in love yet. Like, we really, like, you ain't walked around one day in your life and just saw a smile on every person's face. Like, you, like, not one day in my life have I walked out and just thought, like, everybody's smiling. Like,
you would feel weird if you did.
You would feel weird if you wasn't smiling, you know, like, that's the reality of it. Because if you smiling, and smiling is contagious.
But also, people are also cynical and thinking that it's something going on. It's a setup. Like, everybody's smiling. It's some bullshit.
And that's how numb we are to it. Like, we so fixed on everything falling apart that we ain't even tripping about whether or not we can put it together.
Mm.
And I think with that, like, that's, like, I got people in my circle is so trill, man. They like, man, don't even listen to what nobody else saying on the outside, man. Just
what are people saying on the outside?
They just like, man, this is crazy, man. You going too far with this. This ain't gonna never happen. Because when I pledged like the whole 93 days of summer and just have like the most peaceful summer ever where nobody get killed this summer, like, people were making it sound like, man, that ain't gonna never happen. I'm like, yeah, it's not now because you just spoke into existence. Like, like, I believe your words have power too, just as much as mine do. So if you feel like ain't nobody gonna get popped, that means either A, you probably gonna be somebody that you gonna be the one that pops somebody, or you gonna get popped. And if you living like that, then we got a problem because I ain't thinking about getting shot this summer, and I'm not thinking about killing nobody this summer. Mm-hmm. So if there's a lot of me's out there, then who's not thinking like that? Like, where are they at? And how can we sit them down and recalibrate their freaking mind?
Yeah.
Like, so.
So people are just thinking, are they thinking this event is crazy for you to be doing? Or are they thinking, no?
I think people just don't. Because they can't see it, they can't really, like, see it being fathomable. You know what I'm saying? Because something's got to be tangible to people. You know what I'm saying? Like, even just saying something like that, like, ain't nobody gonna die today and ain't nobody gonna die tonight. Like, just saying that, like, people be like, man, somebody gonna die today. Yeah, somebody die every day. Like, that's how we think. Like, we straight programmed to think like that.
Yeah.
And then it's like, if you can program yourself to think like that, then you can program yourself not to. Like, we don't have to be plugged in to this reality that we've been given. The one that they put on us, you know what I'm saying? Like, even though we building shit on stolen land and we planting food in stolen land and we spilling blood on stolen land, like, we get that. I understand all of that, but we here now. So what we gonna do about it? Like, we gonna keep arguing, we gonna keep fighting, we gonna keep our fist in the sky, or we gonna keep our arms out and embrace and love, you know what I'm saying? Like, to me, that's the easiest thing to do.
Mm.
Like, we can spend so much energy, man. We can spend so much energy and, like, time. And all of that is so precious. And we just never, like, really just stop and just be like, man, let me check on my girl. Like, let me make sure she good. Let me call my mom. Let me see if bro at the spot good. I ain't hit him up in a minute, man. Like, let me just check on people today. Let me just be present. Fuck it. Let me not even say nothing to nobody. let me just do some gestures of kind. Like, let's just be cool. And then we can see what we can get to after that. Because, like I said to my boy earlier, I'm like, I'd rather put this kind of energy out here now vice trying to put it out after somebody that killed somebody that I love that, like, was really, really dear to me. Like, damn near, that was my blood or something, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I don't even want to wish to think like that, but I'd rather put this energy out to protect and preserve than to retaliate, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I feel like it's just been a lot of retaliation and a lot of...
You think that's a part of the issue with violence within, I guess, particularly what I'm saying, St. Louis?
Yeah. Violence. I think with, like, St. Louis, though, it's just more of a... With the thing with, like, just, like, cats can't get no money and ain't nobody trying to really wait for no check. And, you know what I'm saying? It's just, like, it's always, like, these cats don't realize it's enough money for everybody. Like, yeah, it ain't nothing stopping you from attaining what you want. All it really takes is just hard work. Like, and if you ain't trying to work hard to get it, like, why would you risk not working hard out here, being free, and getting locked down, you know what I'm saying? And then you forced to, you know what I'm saying?
You're in a prison or industrial complex.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, you forced to be a
glorified slave.
A glorified slave. Yeah, that's perfect.
$1.15 a day.
Right, right. You answering phones, like, you working a call sitting in prison.
Which, like, that's the whole concept to me is fucking crazy.
Man.
That you can... Call. I mean, do you think that you've ever called and been a cop? I'm trying to think of what are they call, what call centers are run by prisoners?
I don't even know.
Like, I'm trying to think. Like, I never had no dude be like, "What up, man?" Yeah,
right.
You know, but you gonna pay this motherfucking bill? I ain't had that happen yet. I've been waiting for it though. You know what I'm saying? I ain't heard nobody be like, you know, you diversify your motherfucking right. funds or some shit like that. You know, I ain't never heard it. So
that's real. But I don't know. It's just like. If those are your options, though, man, like, it ain't that hard to figure it out. Like, if that's my option, I could be out here and be free and make a living, or I could do something stupid and get locked up. Like, I'd rather not be locked up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'd much rather just enjoy this facade of freedom. You know what I'm saying? I'd much rather just know that I can just go home every night. Like, when I leave the crib, I know I can go home. That's what it's all about at this point. Like,
So what? Like, this moving through. I got a couple of topics I wanted to hit with you. What do you think about, I guess, this whole Orlando situation with 50 dead? Shit.
Oh man! Like, as tragic as it is, and I be trying to stay off of the, stay away from the news with it,
just because it get depressing the shit
just,
out of
it. Yeah, and not only do it get depressing, but it's just like they don't ever have a story right. So
you gotta wait for like 5-6
you
days.
You gotta
to
wait.
Get
yeah,
story,
you gotta. Right? You they almost like
it's TMZ's like, fault though. You know that,
right? It is. Yeah.
No, like it literally it is because TMZ stay on top of shit so bad
that they trying to be
that everybody else, CNN and all them, they gotta keep up with TMZ now.
Right, right, right. Like they didn't set the fucking marker. And so it's like,
and they getting better as they're a new source. Them motherfuckers,
right.
Are,
they get to the straight to the root, like to the heart of who. Now, is this a reliable source?
Like, okay,
always.
That's his cousin.
Yeah.
All right,
cool.
Yeah, we gonna run with that. And if not, yep. Fuck it, you know. But I'm like, yeah, man. Like,
man.
We don't get all the news correctly at the beginning.
And then that's
you know?
The thing. It's like it's almost like Netflix, where like you gotta wait a couple of weeks before you can get it on that. Like, that's how the news is. I gotta wait a couple of weeks, dog. Like, I know it just
like
released.
Netflix, I'm gonna wait for
right.
a couple weeks to get it on Netflix.
Wait a couple weeks to get it on Netflix, man. Like, that's how the news is. Like, it don't stream like the way it used to. So I just be like, man, I'll figure it out when it comes. But just like hearing what I've heard already is like, I guess, like, apparently, like, the dude was. Like undercover gay or something like
dude,
that.
Dude, man, it's so
and
many different conflicting
yeah,
things going on.
Yeah, I just don't even
this,
know where
man.
To go with it because I'm like, he wanted to be an NYPD. Like, his wife knew that he was going. Like, I just.
She
it's
drove
so
him to
much,
case the spots. And,
right. I'm like, I don't
and
even.
And supposedly he didn't want to kill black people. You seen the case with the girl on there?
Nah.
So, okay, so this is a girl on CNN. Like, you know, she laid up.
Yeah.
And, like, they're interviewing her and she was like, he came. Like, some of them got shot and they had crawled into the bathroom. And. she said that he came in. I guess that's when he called and 911 in front of them, like, and pledged himself to ISIS, which is kind of like some convenient shit to me. Who calls it the police? Like, I pledged myself to ISIS. No, ISIS come through blow up shit.
And then, you ain't heard no word. Like, that's
it. They know you see a video some captain. And Iran, like, yeah, it was us. I ain't seen nobody.
We got you.
Yeah. Like, yeah. They don't do that. But anyway, the black girl said that he turned to them and went, I don't have no problem with black people. Y'all good. This ain't about y'all. This is about how America treats my people. And walk out the bathroom. And it was like a whole bunch of black people holding up like, oh, shit. Because, first part he said, are there any good people in this bathroom? Mm-hmm. And when the black dudes was like, yeah, it's six of us. And he was like, I know. I don't have no beef with black people. This ain't about black people. I'm like, but I look on the picture, though, shit, half the motherfuckers that got killed were black.
Right, right.
Unless he just came in and start dumping. I mean, that's what I'm assuming he did. Yeah. He just came in and start dumping. But it's like, dude, he was mentally deranged, man.
And that's the thing, like, you ain't in your right mind if you even thinking about walking in a club just shooting it up. Like, on any level.
I'm talking about, dude. If it ain't a video game and it ain't Grand Theft Auto of me running up in a spot, I ain't thinking about that
And that's
shit.
The thing. It's like, that's the farthest thing out of my imagination to think, like, yeah, today I'm just going to let off in a club tonight, man. I'm tired. I can't handle this. Like, nah. You've been having that feeling for a while. And the craziest, I don't know why that's just so crazy. Like, when I saw them pictures of him wearing them NYPD t-shirts.
Yeah.
Like, so he wanted to be a cop? Yeah. So, this is the type of people that want to be a cop? Like, nah, I ain't going to say every cop like this. But if he could have got in, then you think you got a person like that in a cop uniform, dog. So,
and you know he had been investigated by the FBI twice.
Right. And he worked for, like, GS4 or something like that. So, it's just like, dang. This dude worked for a security firm. Been under investigation by the FBI, in love with the NYPD, he gay and married to a woman, and shoots up a nightclub that's full of gay people.
Because they said he had been, like, going there for years, just hanging out.
Right, right. And I'm just like
that's what I'm saying. It ain't no ISIS shit, man.
Yeah, it ain't got nothing to do with ISIS, bro. This is America.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's America.
This is America.
Because he grew up here in America, though. He had nothing. He had no ties, no nothing, and nothing.
Right.
So it's just like, and almost, it's like I said before we got on, like, I feel like I'm in a time warp, man, in a different dimension or some shit, where it's like, the fuck are we living, dog? How are we living? Like, where are we living like this? And where Orlando, I mean, you know, Orlando just had, what the singer got killed, like, that Friday. Some chick from The Voice got killed there on that Friday.
Okay.
In Orlando. And then just yesterday, some little kid got dragged
by alligator. Right.
I'm like, damn, man, Florida might go and let Florida secede from the Union, man. We just let Puerto Rico be the 50th state.
Right,
we just go ahead and let Puerto Rico be the state 50.
Chop them off, dude.
Yeah, we put up the gate on that one.
Yeah.
I'm down with Donald Trump. He want to put the wall up on Florida.
Put the wall right around that
Florida. Florida, yeah, man.
But keep him out of Georgia.
Yeah, keep him out of Georgia. But I don't know, man. It just feels like we need to recalibrate ourselves as people, man.
Yeah. Like, overall, and that's the thing, like, even like, with the whole, the South taking lives thing, like, it resonates on every community. Like, it don't got no color to it. It ain't got no sexual orientation to it. It ain't got no male or no female, like, no genre. It's just people at any time, at any point, with all of this access to guns and all of this shit that's happening with the fucking communities, like, at any given point, man, our lives are precious, and they can be taken like that, you know what I'm saying, by anybody, and you never know, like, you never know where it's gonna come from, like, you have no clue. Like, it used to be, if I go in this neighborhood, I might get shot up, or these niggas doing drive-bys on Blackstone, you know what I'm saying, so it's like, you know, like, you used to know where you could and couldn't go, and then it's like, now, like,
this episode of Mike Check is brought to you by Rabbit Charger. How often do you search for an available phone or tablet charger because the one that you had has gone missing? Well, Rabbit Charger installs into any standard outlet so it won't go missing, and its retractable cable gets those messy charging cables off your countertops and floors when you no longer need it. In addition to being secured to an outlet and having a retractable cable, the Rabbit Charger also has swappable charging tips so you can charge all of your Apple and Android devices. And best of all, you can charge two devices simultaneously, so there's no more fighting over who's using the charger. To find out more about Rabbit Charger and their early bird specials, go to rabbitcharger.com. Also, check out their Kickstarter page at Rabbit Charger on Kickstarter. And appreciate all the love for our sponsors on this show. Peace.
The environment in itself just feel unhealthy. Like, I'm scared to go anywhere now. I'd be scared to go down to Farmington. You know what I'm saying? Not knowing what they might rock up on me.
Yeah.
So it's just, man, it's going to get better, though. Like, I know it sounds like we venting and we complaining, but we just really just speaking what's happening. But I don't think it's like it's so hopeless that it can't change and it can't turn itself around. Because, again, like, as much bad as happening, it's so much good stuff happening.
Very true.
Like, it's so many beautiful things happening with people, like, on personal levels, on business levels, on entrepreneurship levels, on social media levels. Like, somebody, I might have been somebody Man Crush Monday yesterday that I never even knew. You know, it could be little stuff like that. Like, you never know who's watching. You never know who's getting some gems from you. You never know who's looking up trying to be like you. You know what I'm saying? So, it's always those little things that keep us human and can kind of keep the energy going into a good direction. But we got to do something. Like, we can't get no further if we keep taking keep each other back. Right. Like, we keep knocking each other off, man. Like, we going to end up being extinct. Like, not even just as a human race, but just, like, as a planet. Like, this is going to be no lies. There's going to be bees and roaches on this mud. Because only like roaches and queens. That's the only thing that's going to survive.
I mean, it's so crazy, man. It's so many different. I mean, and I wonder, are we overly to on a converse on devil's advocate? Are we just more sensitive to more death because we find out about it easier because of technology?
I think it's. I wouldn't even say it's technology. I would think it's because we're just so more numb to it, because we don't really. We've been. I mean, we're in our 30s or whatever. So. The decade between 85 and 95, when you really trip over it, like, that's when they pushed, like, the AIDS hitting them.
Crack.
The AIDS crisis, the crack, the gangs. Like, most of that stuff happened between that 10-year, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? And then it's like, you got 95 to 2005, and basically you just got a war going on. On all levels, like, you got wars in the Middle East, you got South Korea, you got 9/11, you got, like, all of this stuff happening, and then it's just like, we've been, like, I can't remember a time in my life that the stuff that's in the news now has never been in the news before. Like, I can't remember one time. Like, and it didn't matter if it was somebody shooting up a nightclub, because, like, I remember the dude dumping in front of the bank, that the two guys in L.A. that had the armor
with the Kevlar vest
that was one
of the first ones that I remember.
Yeah, so, like, I remember that, and then it's just like,
yeah, he was just walking through L.A. just dumping.
Right, they was just dumping, so it's just like,
because that's around the same time as Columbine, too.
Exactly.
Right? Columbine was the first
I remember they shut down the school after that. Like, during the day. I'm like, we was in class. Yeah, it was like, this in Colorado, though. Like, what we got to do a drill for?
That was the first one I remember like that.
So,
big spree killing.
And then you think, like, I was in high school still when Columbine happened in 99. And that's only 17 years ago. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, those kids that was in that school or my age now that survived.
Yeah, no, yeah.
So
those
think
kids
about
are
the trauma.
With kids and family.
Every
and
time
family.
They hear, like,
think about their town.
Come
is synonymous.
On.
Their town is synonymous. Their town ain't known for nothing else.
Middleton ain't known for nothing else but that in South Park.
Yep.
That's it, dog.
And they high school Columbine. You said I went to Columbine. They're like, oh, word. Right. Well, you hear when that shit went down? You'd be like, no, I came out 10 years after.
Right. Like, you can't even, and it's the crazy, like, you couldn't even see no, you will snarl at a person that was walking around with a Columbine t-shirt.
Yeah. Like, even though they might have went to school
there. They're like, bro, that's disrespectful. Like,
I bet you there are people that won't even wear their own high school stuff. I never even thought of that.
Yeah.
They probably wore their own high school paraphernalia.
So it's just like,
That's the gen. That's the generation.
They might change the high school name. Actually, let me look Google that. They were smart. They would have changed.
They smart. They would have changed. They would have changed that all the way up.
Dang.
But it's just crazy. Like, and then even like with just gun violence in general. Like the fact that we talk about gun violence, like how we do in this country, like just on any level, it's just like somebody said the United States of guns. Like, that's all we known for.
That's all we known for, man.
We ain't known for nothing
that's
else.
That Second Amendment. We known for that Second Amendment, man. Known for that Second Amendment. It's interesting, man. Because, well, yeah, Columbine, it still exists as a high school.
Mm.
It still exists.
That's crazy.
It still exists, yeah. It still exists. Like, wow. Yeah. Wow. And it's the thing about it, like, if you think, I mean... Yeah, that, I mean, there's just so many, man. I mean, because then after that, we had a DC sniper.
Right.
And we swear, we thought that was a white guy.
Oh, Cat, man.
And I told people, we was like, oh, man, dang, man. This white boy killing a whole bunch of people out here, oh, man. And that's, to me, where Flip was like, yo, this shit is serious. When you see a black dude
come on,
doing, like, serial killer, like, mass free killings, you like... Because actually, wild. The first one was Colin Ferguson, to be for great. You remember Colin?
Yeah.
But that was him. He was just on some other shit.
Yeah, it was smart. Yeah.
Yeah. That was a dude. If people that somebody listens, Colin Ferguson was this guy that shot a whole bunch of people on a subway. And he also represented himself in court. You know that, right?
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so he was his own lawyer. So he was like, you know, going up to like somebody in the court and be like, you know, do you see the killer in the room? Like, yeah, motherfucker, you. Like, do you see the person in this courtroom who shot you? Like, yeah, you!
Straight crazy. Like, but
That's crazy.
Like,
that's crazy, man, stuff.
It's just really craziness, dog. Like, it's pure craziness and insanity.
So, I guess, what is the... Is there going to be more of these? Or is this, like, this is organic and just,
man,
like...
Man, I wanted to, like, just see what happens on Sunday. And then just kind of see if the energy is right,
yeah,
then see if, like, man, we probably do this every new moon or something like that, or every annual, you know what I'm saying, like every second Sunday of July, you know what I'm saying, just something, it just depends on, like, the energy or whatever, but I don't really want to push it to have, like, the gathering as much as I, like, it's hard to explain it, but it's like, I'd rather do this now, and then when everybody leaves from that place, they do it every day. So that we don't have to have it once a month, or we don't have to do it once a year. Because it's just enough to where it can last till we get this shit together. You know what I'm saying? Let's go back to, like, if we get back to our car and the energy that you felt and the vibes that you got and the jewels that you heard and anybody that had, like, some sort of, like, suggestions or some help, anything like that, if all of that play a factor into you going in your car and pulling off and going to wherever your destination is, you still feel that, or you still remember that, or you remember, you know, to help somebody down the road, then we'll always have that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it'll be the song that never ends.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm. So I think that's the overall thing that, like, I really want to do it just one time and just let that one time be enough, because you see a painting, man. Somebody made a painting. They painted it just one time.
And then it was up.
It was enough. Like, they didn't have to paint that again. Like, it was just that one painting that stood
like
out.
Like the Mona Lisa work.
Exactly.
Like, you know, you just painted
it's,
that
and
one
it's
time.
Art. It's, you know, good. What I'm saying? So, like I said, it's just like quadruple entendres with this whole thing, man.
That's interesting, man. That what about next? Let me pull up that. Damn, I lost my phone questions. Do you see that any? I guess how can people get involved in helping you out with it?
Man, for the most part, people been, like, rocking with me. They've been
Contacting you. They got contact info.
Yeah. Oh, right? No, they just either hit me up on, like, Facebook or hit me up on Instagram on the Every Black Man page. Because, like I said, that's, like, the first idea was set up the page or whatever. And I ain't really want to make it, like, a group discussion type thing. Just, like, if you want to reach out, ask how you could help. Like,
people been just spreading the word, like just reposting, resharing.
Stop
like,
taking lies. The hashtag too, if they want to jump on the hashtag. Instagram,
and
all that stuff.
It's all like it's all there. So and it, most of it, because I'm running both accounts. I'm posting all the info to keep it, you know what I'm saying, as fresh as possible. Let people know what's going on, any updates, if anything changes or whatever like that. So for the most part, like the squad that I'm working with, like Tef been helping me out with the promo and everything.
Shout out to
just,
Tef Pope, man.
Just friends, you know what I'm saying? Just people, random people I don't even know, never met before. They just caught wind of it. They either saw like the flyer and was like, who made this? Like, who? What is this? Like, I'm trying to be down with this. And it's just been like really organic. Like I haven't done like a media blast, nothing like that. And I really ain't been trying to be like on the news, cause I don't want it to be like, oh man, I'm on the news broadcasting about this event. I ain't got no permit for the park. Like,
right. Maybe why you there? I mean, after it's over, maybe right. You can go ahead and, you know,
talk to me then. Cause I said, man, I'm just gonna bring my Beats pill, bring my blanket, and get a little cooler, and just I'm just gonna have a picnic, and I just invited a few people. If anybody asks, like just invited a few people to the picnic.
But that's how it's gonna be. It's organic, like right. That. Those planned things like that sometimes it's kind of. And I'm just nothing against anybody that plans anything. No. When I'm saying that, it just feels sometimes, you know, a show. Is how I would say,
yeah.
And instead of for the people, so a lot of times it feels like, you know. Since this is still a hip-hop podcast, man, we're going to talk about some hip-hop. So I got some hip-hop questions,
let's
man.
Let's do it.
Your top five MCs.
Oh, man.
And it could be right now, how you feel right now. Because I like to tell people, like, who you feeling right now? Because it's kind of hard to do all time. Just, like, who you feeling right now? Like, your top five right now.
Because I be feeling like my top five is, like, real generic.
If you want to say, like, all time, it's like, too much your best favorite basketball player, Michael Jordan, Urban Magic Johnson. No, your top five right now.
Five right now, it's got to be, okay... Just off the from 5 to 1, I'm gonna say
it don't have to be no order. You don't have to put
order. I'm just gonna say it's like Chance.
Okay.
I'm digging the coloring book. The number four. I have to go with either it's like a toss up between number four. It ain't no toss up. We'll do Chance and then I'm gonna do Cole.
Okay.
Then I'll do Drizzy. Then Kendrick, and let me see. I always check to see what the last song I played was.
I go through my iPod like that too to see what have I been playing the most for it lately.
I was listening to Drake last. Oh, well, you got it, Ray Sherman. Ray Sherman.
I like them cats though, man.
Yeah, I'm not mad at them at all, man.
They
fun,
man. They having fun, man.
To me, it's like they bring that vibe of like not necessarily like Outkast the way we see Outkast, but they like a group from the South that make good music. You know what I'm saying? Like there's a duo from the South that makes good music. And like no different than like Kid and Play or
That's what I was compared them to. It's more like Kid and Play for the South.
Right, because it's like they make good music for the club. And where the club is right now with the Mike Will made it beats and everything, like the DJ Mustard stuff, like they just making a they got a sound that's it's touching. Cause I could listen to Ray Sherman and I could listen to Chance. And I don't feel like I'm missing my vibe. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I don't feel like I got dumbed all the way the fuck down to the point where Chance ain't making no sense to me. You know what I'm saying? So, and I think it's always good to have balance with, especially like with your hip hop, man.
Because
you don't want to have too much of the conscious boom bap, and then you don't want to have too much of the ratchet trap. You know what I'm saying? It's like
that balance
though, man. You can bug out and still understand a good 16, you know? So.
Yeah. All right. This is a question I actually asked Rob Boo last week. You know, we see all this drama going on with A-Verb, Hitman Holla, and... I forgot to tell you, this section is called Don't Get Fucked Up. So you can decline to answer the question. You know, battle rap versus regular rap. That was the whole thing between them. I don't know. I think it's still going on. You know, A-Verb don't stop.
Right.
You know? Right. Shout out to A-Verb. He's a comedian, man. I would say he's our St. Louis 50 Cent. Not in the essence of like you know rough like that, but like he lives for the clownage.
Yeah.
He lives for it. Dog. Like when did you see all the Instagram stuff he was dropping and all that about Ali? Oh man.
You know what, man?
It's almost I felt like he had it pre-recorded because it was like so fast. I was like, he had it locked and loaded. Yeah, I was like, damn, man, like you ain't even going back and forth, Ali. Harry had this pre-recorded or something.
Man.
Like he like almost like how Karis once say he wrote a rap for everybody like this is everybody just in case
right just keep one every year I'm writing a diss record.
Damn, Aver, I'd check your shirt, make sure they had like 2015 on it, like some shirts 2015 World Series Cardinals or something on there,
right? Check the date on it.
Yeah,
but nah, man, I don't even got nothing to say. No, that's fine, man.
It's
only because like I got respect for the Ticks.
Yeah, man, the Ticks, like we just about never blew us up, man.
I got respect for Verb and Hitman and Young Ill.
Magic.
You know what I'm saying? I got respect for everybody, so like my opinion don't mean shit because that'd totally go against
everything I'm trying to do.
You know what I'm saying? So
100%. All right. Why did you stop rhyming?
I never stop rhyming,
but I'm talking about putting out tracks.
Time. Well, you know, okay.
That's what. Because actually, somebody asked me to ask you that.
This is a thing. Okay, I'm gonna be all the way a buck with you right now. I stopped making rap music because it wasn't as pure as I wanted it to be.
Rap in general.
Just in general for me. Because people, like, everybody knew me as being a hip-hop artist and a spoken word artist.
Right.
Like, that was not the gimmick, but that was what I was branding myself as. So, it wasn't nothing to see me at an open mic doing spoken word, like, real spoken word poetry, not just, like, doing rhymes with no music, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then going to a hip-hop show and really performing, like, really being a hip-hop artist, like really understanding the culture of hip-hop. So I had this balance that was just working. But then I started noticing that the spoken word was working a lot better
than the rap was.
And me being an old Christian boy, I know you can't serve two masters.
Mm.
So either you're going to love one and hate the other, or you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, well, if this one is rocking more than this is, then let me take all of this energy and put it into this to see what it can become.
Okay.
So that was why I stopped rap. I just stopped putting energy into making music and started focusing that energy on making pieces. And I noticed when I started doing that, all of my pieces got a little bit more transparent. They got a little bit more, not necessarily deeper, but they came from a place that I never touched before because I was putting that energy into music. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I was like, oh, so I could just go ahead and just marry the two, bring that same energy that I was putting into this passion that I have for this. So that was why. Like, and people always say, man, you need to get, like, I don't need to. Like, I don't need to, because anybody that knows that I can rap, they know I can rap.
Yeah, you don't need to.
Yeah, you don't have to hear me rap to know that I can rap if you heard me rap before. But then, if you've never heard me spit a poem, then you wouldn't understand why I don't rap no more. Because if you heard me spit a poem, be like, damn.
I see why.
Yeah, I see why. So, and that's the thing. Like, most of the time, people ask me why I stopped rapping because they stopped checking for the poetry. They was only catered to me being at the hip-hop shows and rhyming and everything. But I still got them bars, though. I'm getting twisted. I'm focused on the fall in the middle of the summer. No wonder what type of question the winter gonna put me under.
All right, what do you hate and love at the same time?
Hate and love at the same time, Big Macs.
Really?
Big Macs, dog. I hate them. I hate eating them. McDonald's, dog. I hate.
And is McDonald's taste changed?
That's why, man, I thought I was bugging.
It's been maybe 2 or 3 years ago, I think. Man. Maybe 2 or 3, 4 years ago. It seemed like a real taste change.
Yeah.
It ain't how it used to be, dog.
Yeah.
Like
a significant change. Not like just a little bit, but a significant change.
And I was just like, man.
White Castle's too seem like it changed.
White Castle has, like, I don't know if they started using, like, different onions or what. Like, yeah. It's just fast food in general just don't taste right.
Yeah. But and maybe that's age. I don't know.
Yeah. And I mean.
And your taste. My lady said your taste buds get changes as you get older.
Right. Because I know Chicken McNuggets didn't taste like the way they taste now at all. Like they taste way like more real meaty. Chicken breasts.
Yeah, they was
like,
more meatier too.
Really taste like chicken breasts now. It's like and I'm just like, I could knock fast food probably, man. But I'm probably gonna always go through that drive through, especially with these McTwos, man.
I'll be seeing
this.
And they got with the 24-hour breakfast now too.
Right, man. Ain't nothing like getting hotcakes at 2 a.m. dog.
I don't know why they thought about doing that until, like, because McDonald's are losing money now, you know?
Right, right.
Like, they're like, y'all should have been did this shit 10 years ago. Right. Why'd y'all wait till y'all was in dire straits?
Y'all let Jack in the Box run up on you.
Yeah, well, y'all in dire straits now, not talking about we got to do an all day breakfast. Y'all should have been did that. Next up in it, if you had to choose between your daughter being a porn star, stripper, or a supporter of Donald Trump. Like, and I'm talking about in the paint. Like, not like, and I'm not talking about this word. I'm talking about like, boy. I'm talking about like,
you remember, like,
I'm talking about like the chicks, the little chicks, what was it, cinnamon and spice, the little chicks that be doing the YouTube videos.
She had to be one of those?
Is this three? Those are your three choices.
Ooh, man.
Those are your three choices that for your daughter.
Honestly, you know what? I'm gonna let my baby girl on that pole, man.
I'll let her
figure out if she got the balance of what and see what she like. She could come up. She could bounce back after that. She could bounce back from that. But I don't want to disown her all the way if she out sucking and fucking Donald Trump.
Yeah,
like she could do a porno if she gonna do like, you know what I'm saying. Yeah. But if you out here trying to ride for like somebody like that. Nah, you hop your ass on that pole. Dance one of your daddy-o songs of all I care.
All right, my last one. Give me an experience with a woman that you have never told anybody else. Not no nasty shit, but like when you was embarrassed and you did some fucked up shit. Like I said, don't get fucked up because I know you got a lady and stuff. Though, so don't get fucked up.
Nah,
shout out to you, Gina. Don't even. Because if anything,
I'm gonna say something about her. I'm gonna say something about her.
But don't even more. Don't get fucked up because she'll be listening.
Right. Nah. Hold on, you said a situation when
you did some dumb shit or played yourself when it came to a woman.
Played myself all the way, man. This is a true story, dog. Baby, I'm sorry. Baby, I'm sorry. I'm up here, man. We had just started talking. We wasn't even talking maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, so you just got her number type stuff.
Like, we was just... I was moving fast back then, man. So, I was already at the crib. You know what I'm saying?
Dang! Like, in 2 weeks?
Yeah, I was at the crib.
Damn, you wanted them cats?
I was ready.
You wanted them cats that'll be at a chick crib already?
I was ready for.
Dang, so you wanted those guys? You're that guy.
We was chilling though. Yeah, I am.
You're that guy that'll be.
But when you know though.
Yeah, but you're that guy though.
Yeah, I'm the guy that know. Like I know. I'm like I slid in that motherfucking DM fast as hell.
That's how you got with Gina.
I slid in that Facebook inbox quick. Like, I slid in that motherfucker quick. I slid that motherfucker in a hurry. Man, yeah.
Two weeks later,
we parlaying. But she hadn't broken with her. Oh, well, I guess she had broken with her boyfriend.
What was that? It was that great period still for
you
too.
It was that great period where that nigga didn't realize that he had broke up with her.
Oh, he didn't know that.
She knew.
As they always say, a woman break up with you before you break up with her.
Man.
In general, like normally.
Right. So he ain't really get the message. I'm at the crib, eating some pizza, chilling on the bed. Literally sitting on the side of the bed eating fucking pizza, dog. Eating Papa John's. I think it was like some veggie pizza or something like that.
She seemed like she'd be into some veggie pizza.
Yeah, she don't eat pork.
Nothing. Yeah,
I hardly ever eat meat anyway. She on the phone. She keep throwing it down. I'm just buzzing. I'm like,
You cool? You all right? You straight?
She's like, oh, yeah, I'm okay. I'm like, all right, well, I'm still eating my pizza. Next thing I know, I hear a doo 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 at the door. I'm like, you got company? Come up. You want me to turn, set up? You got to get out of here if you want me to.
So you had the wife beater on with wife beater on. I'm assuming chilling with some shorts.
No, I'm sitting like I'm fully clothed.
Because I can imagine you now. You got syrup. I mean, not syrup. You got sauce all on your shirt. Yeah, and you walk into the door with your socks on. Like I'll be here. Like that be here look. Like you
I'm go, here, bro.
Like I'm here. Like I'm I got my flip flops on over here. I got a white beater with the sauce coming down. Like
I'm in here making a mess. Be what you want, dog.
Be here, like, right?
But no, it wasn't like that. I was like literally just there visiting. You know what I'm saying? Like just there chilling. And but I'm in a bedroom though. And she goes, I'll be right back. She go knock, get the door, and I hear some arguing and shit. And he walks in the back, and I'm eating my pizza. I'm looking up at him like.
Hold on, he walks, bro. You eating pizza, so he walks past you.
And he walks into the room.
So you're in like a living room?
Or no, I'm in a bedroom.
Oh, he walks, so you're in there, you just watching TV doing whatever.
I'm just in there eating pizza, dog.
And he just walks in, and you continue to eat pizza as he walks in? Oh, so you don't give no fucks.
Zero fucks, because in my mind, I'm like, bro, I got invited over here, not you.
That's
my mindset. Yeah, I got the invite, you didn't.
Yeah.
So, well, don't I matter what the one that's wrong.
Yeah. I'm just going to play my position and
shit. Yeah, I'm like, I'm going to eat this pizza, bro. He come in like, what's up, man? I'm like, what's up? He's like, so who is he? She's like, don't worry about it, blah, 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 going off. I'm like, I think that's my cue to leave.
Right.
So, I finished my pizza.
You're going to finish your meal. You're going to finish
finished my dinner, you know what I'm saying? And I walk out the room. They kind of standing in the hallway or whatever, talking or whatever. And I walk past him. And he was like, so she ain't tell you about me? Like, was she supposed to? She didn't tell me nothing about you, bruh. I don't know you.
Yeah.
But y'all got something y'all need to work out. So I'm about to leave. And she was like, nah, you can stay. You got to go. And then I looked at him. I was like, you going to leave?
Right. Because she just told me to stay. So what you decide to do?
So I was just like.
Was the dude big?
Nah.
Oh, because I'm envisioning like 6'7" dude walking like
you. Nah, I could have took him.
So off. It wasn't like one day where you're like, God damn, I hope she make me go.
It wasn't no threatening thing.
You had Debo sitting in the hallway.
It wasn't like it wasn't some big brolic dude.
That's
like,
okay. So
it's like ready to like straight roll me. Like I probably could have got with that dude and made him have a bad night.
Right.
But me being how I am, I'm like, you know, I'm just gonna walk away from this situation because she'll straighten this shit out. I ain't gotta do nothing. I got a flex in here. I'll just leave. So as soon as I get to the crib, you can come back if you want to. I'm like,
your crib must be kind of far, I'm assuming.
Nah, it's not that far at all.
Okay.
So she was like, you come back if you want to. And I ain't left that motherfucker since.
Shut the fuck up.
I ain't left the motherfucker. Ain't left the since, man. Started off crazy, man. Been in love ever since.
So 6 years. So y'all been together 6 years.
And we had our little rough patches. You know what I'm saying? I get to the point where I get to wilding out. But yeah, that was the induction of the relationship. Just
hold on. You said I went to the crib and then never went back and never left.
Never left.
Damn.
Never left.
Did old boy come back?
Nah. I think after seeing me, he realized he was really replaced. And I
like,
think
it was the actualization of seeing somebody else there. Like,
and it's so funny now because like he used to dog her and shit, and just kind of just was like real cruel to her on some other shit. And then she found out like not too long ago that like all of that shit came back on him, and now he going through shit. So it's just like,
Do you see him? Have you ever noticed that like you'll meet people in life and then. They'll come out of your life or whatever, but you'll and they'll be in the city,
yeah,
and you'll never see them ever again,
bro. I think I may have seen him one time, one night at the loft, when I was doing a walkthrough with some shirts or something like that. And it probably wasn't even him. It just looked
just like,
because it was just like one of the things, like, damn, they look the same. Is that dude?
I don't care. And he kept walking.
I mean, it's so crazy. I remember I was one of my exes. I used to run into him and he used to talk to me and shit. And I didn't trip off it was him.
Right.
That's what he would like, damn, what's up, man? You know, talking to me about hip hop and shit. And I, you know how you'd be like, I know him from somewhere, man.
Right.
And then like one day it hit me like, that Shorty's ex dude.
Right.
And I'm like, you weird as fuck, man. Like, and then I was still present at the time messing with it though. So I'm like, why are you chopping it up with me?
Cats be trying to put their pheromones off on you so you can take it back to her. Like, I get it, you know, like, yeah. I think
because my older brother said he's like, no, he trying to be cool with you to keep tabs on what's up going on with y'all.
Yeah, that's it. Like, cats ain't slick.
So you said you moved in after 2 weeks.
Well, no, I ain't moved.
No, but like, you had never left.
That's when I was like, that's when we kind of started being like, so we gonna do this or what? Like, not literally, like, I ain't never left then, but that was...
That'd be funny if you had never left, though. You just shipped your clothes and shit, and had somebody move your shit.
Like, I come back, guess what? I'm here for good. Now you got to deal with
it. Yeah, you got to deal with all this
shit. You just left one crazy nigga for another, right?
Which is what it is most of the time, though. You replace one crazy person for another one.
Dude.
That's hilarious, dude. Like, he said, I never left. Ain't that some shit? So did she laugh about that too, or is that just something you tripped off of?
It's just something like we laugh at, like, she every time I'm eating pizza, she always look at me and kind of chuckle. Every time I'm eating pizza, she'll always just like chuckle, like, or she'll just like crack like a little smile, like,
this motherfucker.
Because I'm eating like, because I was so like, this was when I was like way, this my ego was way out there, so I was like. What's up, man?
Oh, so hold on. So you weren't even on no humble shit with
I wasn't even on humble shit.
You weren't even like, oh, man, my bad.
I was like lightweight flexing the whole time. Like, and I know it was driving him crazy because he's like, this nigga ain't scared. I'm like, what the fuck you going to do to me? Like, I probably was high. I ain't no telling what was going on at night. Dog. I know I was hungry and that pizza was good as fuck. You ain't going to spoil this for me tonight, man. And she ordered it too right before I got her, so it was still hot. I was like,
so
oh,
you walked into the pizza too.
The pizza was already like, she's like, I just ordered pizza. I'm like,
you got all kinds of jump juice popping.
Right, it was all wins.
This nice girl that
he
looked
came
good
through with this L, man. I'm like, bro, you ain't about to L me up tonight, dog. You ain't about to L me up tonight. But he tried. She called back, though. He left us.
Did she ever tell you what happened when you left?
Yeah, she said she started hitting him with like the door stopper thing. They got into it or whatever. She said he like took her cell phone, but it was like locked. It was like she had like Blackberries and shit.
Old school Blackberries. So yeah. You're dating yourself now, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So when people listen to this podcast, you're like, damn, nigga, using Blackberries and shit. Yeah, man, Blackberries used to be the shit.
Man. That was good old 2010.
So 6 years later, y'all still rocking.
Right, still at it, man.
Still rocking. Shout out to Gina, man. Well, man, dude, thank you for coming on, man.
Appreciate you, man. Thanks for even inviting me, dog.
Yeah,
like,
man.
When you reached out, I was like, oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, man.
Talk to somebody I fucking like.
Yeah. No, dude, all this stuff is appreciated, man, for the loop, man. Dude, man. You understand what that's all that good positive energy is definitely going to come back to you, man. Most people shouldn't be doing good shit for the case of getting it. There's some cynics, because you know the word cynic, the real word cynic comes from believing that everything someone does is for their own personal satisfaction. People use the word cynical kind of in the wrong way.
Right.
They just say somebody that's basically kind of on some bullshit. No, the real word of being a cynic, unlike what the Romans said when you were a cynic, was believing that everyone thing they did was for your own personal good.
Yeah.
Like saying even when you did charity, somebody made you feel good.
Right.
So that's why you did it. And I necessarily don't all the way agree with that. I agree more that you do it for your feeling good because you know that you're doing good.
Right. And that's the thing, like, the one thing I learned was, I don't know who that is, was when you do stuff for other people, it just makes you feel good. Like, and that's not saying to only do stuff for other people so you can feel good, but just in doing for others, you know what I'm saying? If you know that feeling's gonna come, why would you not do it?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, why would you... Because, hell, I could fuck somebody up and beat their ass and feel good.
about myself, yeah. You know what I'm saying? To be honest, like, sometimes I be wanting to, like, strangle some of us and beat their ass and shit like that. But that ain't going to make them feel good. So, in return, it ain't going to really make me feel good.
Feel good at all.
So, it's just all about, like you said, just recalibrating the energy and just doing what we love for people that we love, man. And if the only satisfaction I get out of this is other people feeling good, then that's a reward, man. Like, period.
Yeah, don't let nobody stop and rock the boat, because I know some people probably hating on the back end, like, oh, yeah, man, why ain't he get with the Urban League and do that?
Right,
why
ain't right.
He get with us, you know, NAACP?
That's why I didn't come to y'all, because y'all do this all the time, man. In my 33 years, ain't nobody ever invited me to come to fucking Art Hill and be in love with myself. So if it took y'all 33 years, because that's how old I am,
yeah,
to
yeah.
do it,
Then what else?
What else y'all been doing?
That's a real stuff.
Not saying y'all ain't done nothing, but I'm like, let's put this in a pot and let it cook. Like, we don't have to make it a gumbo. Just boil the fucking water.
Let it rock.
Yeah, just let it rock, man. We'll figure out the ingredients later, man. We'll figure out the ingredients when we get to the store.
Yeah, so. Yeah, but man, thank you for coming on. Again, where can everybody contact you for everything that's going on with this whole thing?
If you any social media outlet, you just search the hashtag Every Black Man or the hashtag Stop Staking Lives, or if you go to the handle Every Black Man or the handle for Stop Taking Lives on Instagram, Facebook page Every Black Man, Stop Taking Lives. It's all consistent. Ain't no underscores. Ain't no weirdness to it. It's just you say it how you spell it how you say it. It's all there. I could be reached at CoreyBlack82 on all. I think, yeah, Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. I might still have.
Don't say no MySpaces.
No, I was trying to think of if I still, do I still have.
Don't say Bebo.
No. I'm trying to think if I still have Periscope. I can't remember if I do. I might be on Periscope.
If it's Periscope, it's the same thing as your Twitter, because Twitter owns.
Yeah,
Periscope.
Okay, yeah, yeah. But I deleted it or whatever. But yeah. I never knew.
But Twitter owns Periscope, so it's the same. Is that okay? So they transfer over. So
yeah. I just make sure because I can remember if I actually like deleted the Periscope account or if I still had it up. I just deleted the app. I can't remember. It's been that long.
Yeah, but. You got that. You ain't on Black Planet and nothing, right?
Yeah. I'm on Black Planet at Boogaloo Black Boy.
Is Teddy still on Black Planet?
For real?
We got a page up there still.
Oh.
Moon 4, if anybody wants to find Teddy Pastrana, Lil Cash is on there. And also, we had a Christian Mingle page set up for Teddy. He didn't know about it. We had to take it down. You know, man. He just got married a few weeks ago.
Yeah,
right, but we put a Christian Mingle page up like 4 years ago, and I forgot about it. So
his wife would have, woo.
No, because I had it set up to another email, and I saw notifications on there. I was like, oh, shit. I forgot all about that. We did that as a prank for Teddy. So I had to take it down, man.
Is there a Muslim mingle?
I'm sure there is.
It's got to be.
Yeah, if it's not. Because we had a dope picture, though. We actually took a picture of Teddy and put, I'm about to show you when we get out there, but describe it to people. It's Teddy. Like, look, we could take a picture of Teddy when he was looking at like some, but we put the manger and Jesus there though. He was a deep thought looking at a regular painting, but we changed it to be like the Jesus, the nativity scene. We photoshopped that they had the nativity scene though instead. So he's sitting there pondering the nativity scene.
Oh man.
Fresh.
Loving Jesus.
Fresh.
He's like loving
Jesus and free.
And then we said, and then with the tagline we had, in his swaddling clothes. That was like, you know, like the little farmer you had, like the little.
In a swaddling clothes.
Hey, Chase was on there hitting him up though, man. We was like, God dang.
Hey. That's probably so clutch though. Like
in his swaddling clothes.
Man.
And it was, man, dude, he had like at least 30, 40. We didn't reply to him because we didn't want nobody to be like, yeah, he replied to me, anything like that. Right. We were just trying to see, just do it as a prank. But it was like 30 or 40 women hit him up on Christian Mingle, man.
Oh man.
And it was like all kind of races,
and
man.
And I'm praying for all of y'all too. I hope y'all find one, man.
Oh man, dude. Oh, we had to delete it, man. I forgot all about it, man. I was telling Javon, like, dude, I forgot all about that page, man. He's like, oh shit. We said created like maybe 2011, man. Like,
right,
so like,
right, yeah, right.
So like, we had forgot all about it, man. I was like, oh snap, he just got married. He can get in some trouble. He been on Christian Mingle.
Right.
So we shut that whole page down, man. But man, yo, Corey, man, yo, appreciate it, man.
Thank you, dude, man.
What you doing is dope, man. And don't appreciate let everybody it, tell you that. T-shirts. You got the t-shirts too, Papa.
Yeah, 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 man. All the shirts, everything. Like, this all on blacksupplyco.com.
Okay.
So, matter of fact, remind me to get you one. I got something in the car for you.
Oh, shit, man. Cool, man. And we'll put it up on the website, everything like that as well. And, man, thank you for coming on Mike Checker, man.
Man, appreciate you, bro.
All right, peace.